episode 1016, the year 2022, in preview.
And other news.
Thank you.
Yeah, because it's a news episode. We're not doing this as its own thing.
Yes, I almost forgot.
No, this is the worst episode of the year.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Ben Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
And Ben, welcome to season 12 of the Sci-Fi Christian.
Thank you.
We've been, you know, I barely talked about the fact that we just left season 11 because we were really focused on the 10-year anniversary celebration, but that's over. Yeah. I promise you no more time loops for quite a while.
Yeah, I think we overdid it. I'm glad we got to episode 1000, but I can just tell you right now, and we didn't talk about this off air, the things to watch by 1050,
yeah,
we need to push it.
Well,
because you went way too fast, and we have had no time.
Yeah, you know, we had a message from our friend David Hunt, who said we didn't do the Sci-Fi Christian canon at the century mark, of course, because we're celebrating episode 1000. And then we also haven't done, what was the other thing?
Jubilee.
The Jubilee, yes. So, listeners, here's the announcement in case you've missed it. We are doing, for the first time here in the main feed, a beginning of the year Sci-Fi Christian listener appreciation Jubilee.
Yeah, we're not sure when yet.
Q1. February. I'd say February.
Yeah.
So sometime over the next... Well, no, this is. I'll just make the announcement now. If you want to be a part of our selection committee, I usually ask for this in the fall, but I need it now. So we're going to have you picking episodes between September 1st, 2020 to the end of 2021, and then we're done with that fall chunk. Yeah. Now we're going to just do calendar years. That's what we're doing the beginning of the year. We had to start somewhere. So... if you want to be a part of the selection committee to put together the nominees for this year's Beginning of the Year Listener Appreciation Jubilee, let me know by writing me at matt@thescificchristian.com, and I'll send you all of the possible candidates for this year's award show.
Too many.
It's gonna be a big one. Like because I did an extra amount of episodes in 2021.
Right.
Plus,
we noticed
we have September through December of 2020.
Right.
There's a lot to choose from. And then from there, the listeners will have picked their favorite episode, and then we won't have to time loop it, of course, because it just happened.
No, we're not time looping it again.
And so we'll finally figure out best of the best. You know, we spent 10 episodes last year doing our best of the best series. We'll throw in the 11th one for season 11, and we'll find out what was the best episode of the Sci-Fi Christian as voted on by the listeners. That's amazing.
Well, that's great. So as we're recording this, we're going to do our last Kooky Christmas tonight, and it is still... liturgically the Christmas season as we're recording it for a few more days.
Yes, it is. And my church does the church calendar now.
Yeah. I think that's great.
Yeah, and so, or not now, I have now joined a church that has paid attention
you
to
now
the, church,
do the church, calendar.
Yeah, church calendar. And so, they've been talking about that. Man, you know, I'm so sorry. I'm just seeing... you left me a message. I'm here and I'm cold. How long were you waiting outside?
I was out there for like 5 minutes.
Are you serious?
I rung the doorbell several times.
I'm so sorry. We're all downstairs. I tried calling you
several times.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Oh, man. My apologies. I got home right before you got here.
I wasn't going to make you feel bad, though. I figured you'd see the message later.
I just seen it right now. Well, you saw when you got here. I still had my jacket on. I was just running around like a madman trying to help my family get ready for their ice skating adventure that they're going on now while we podcast.
I think I rang the doorbell like four or five times.
Oh, my gosh. When we're downstairs, I can't hear it. I'm sorry.
Tragic.
All right. Well, sorry about that. Okay, go ahead.
But anyway, I have a Christmas present for you.
Yes, thank you.
And it's wrapped by UPS or USPS.
All right. It feels like a shirt. Is it a shirt?
Maybe. We'll see. But I think it's something that you'll really treasure. You'll maybe treasure it enough to hide it in the walls.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
All right, it is a shirt. I think I've seen this shirt.
No, I don't think you've seen this shirt.
Oh my gosh. This is awesome.
Explain what it is for the people.
I have in my hand a t-shirt, and on the front, you know, it's a graphic tee, but no words. It's just the smiling face of Joel Osteen.
Your favorite guy.
He is so nice.
I figured if you're willing to stand up for him when he obviously stole $600,000 from his church.
The next time we go see... Lawrence of Arabia.
You're right.
With our friends, the Rainies, I'll wear this shirt. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
There was something I was going to tell you. What was it? I can't remember. Never mind. I had to do something about this gift sparked a memory in my head, and I can't. I've lost it. I'll come back. So thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's a kooky Christmas.
Yes. After we recorded that episode about Joel Osteen hiding the $600K in his bathroom, I knew, and then you defended him. I knew what I had to get you for Christmas.
Is there any updates to that news? Do we know if he actually did it?
I don't think so yet.
So he's still innocent.
But I do have a Joel Osteen-related recommendation.
Okay.
Wow. Joel Osteen adjacent.
Okay.
The HBO series The Righteous Gemstones.
I've never even heard of that.
Amazing. I highly recommend it.
Give us a synopsis of what it's about, or a summary.
Danny McBride, mm-hmm. who John Goodman are starring it, and it's the same people who did Eastbound and Down.
Okay.
And so it's a very R-rated humor, so that's your disclaimer. But they play Joel Osteen-esque mega church pastors.
Okay.
Very, very, very funny.
All right. Well,
Season 2 starts this next week. I've not laughed that hard at something in a long time.
I know you've already put together your best movies list, and I'm about to do that this week. I'm also going to do my best books list.
Yeah.
I mean, potentially next week. I know we have plans for next week, maybe either next week or the week after. Yeah. Let's do our books.
We'll do it.
2020 and movies 20. No, sorry, 2021. Yeah. And you get it.
So I know you want to do this thing where you read Wikipedia.
Yes, I love Wikipedia.
I only have one piece of news tonight.
Okay.
Can I just do my news?
Yeah, why not?
Well, my news is actually great news.
Okay.
It's pandemic-related great news.
Okay.
Which is they found the miracle cure.
I feel a joke coming on.
No, no. This is a real story.
All right, let's hear
it. This is a real story I'm about to spring on you. There have been a lot of searches for, is this drug going to help with COVID? Is this one? And, you know, it's lots of false starts and everything. And you know, the Pfizer's working on their pill and everything. So there's a lady in England who was in a coma for 30 days.
Of COVID?
Yeah, because of COVID. They were 3 days away from pulling her respirator. Ooh. So they got on the brink of death. She took this medicine, and she got all better.
Okay.
The medicine is Viagra.
Okay.
Viagra.
How did they know that was going to work?
Well, if you think about what Viagra does, and how it does it, more specifically, okay. We all know what it does. It expands your blood vessels, okay. And so it allowed for greater oxygen in her blood. I'm not a doctor. I don't know, but that's something like that. Anyway, I like to think that Bob Dole is up in heaven, reaching down into the earth to whisper in that doctor's ear, take the little blue pill. Or
that's okay. I mean, and did he just pass away? Was Bob Dole that just passed away?
Yeah. You know, Bob Dole is a famous Viagra spokesman.
Yes, I remember that from the 1990s, right?
Yeah.
Or was it the early 2000s?
Well, it was after he lost. He wasn't doing it well. He was running for president.
That would be anti-productive. let's see. What year was it that he ran? 96?
1996.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, well, good. I mean, you've covered a lot of ground here tonight, and we haven't even got to the year in preview.
But I thought that was great news. Anyway, 2022.
I'm going to get to that soon. But first, I want to give you some news that I know you'll like.
Yeah.
As you just watched the entire James Bond series, I know you paid a special attention or you gave special attention to the soundtrack and the music of James Bond.
Yeah, John Barry.
Looks like they're doing a documentary on the music of James Bond called The Sound of 007. It's going to be premiering on Apple TV Plus.
All right.
So watch for that. And I'm checking here. I don't know if I'm just so excited to get to the year preview, but I will say this. Josh Hartnett, an actor we don't cover often here on the show, but he's joined Christopher Nolan's cast in a secret role in the movie Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that movie, Oppenheimer? Positive?
I hope it's better than Tenet.
Okay. Well, did you rewatch Tenet yet or not quite yet?
No, because I still have to do all my...
Yeah, I got
to
get to the 50
before the 75. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
All right. Well, let's do it. So I've reorganized things this year, Ben. Ugh. I thought instead of, I don't know if you remember.
How about we do a clock?
No, don't do this to me.
Just let me, per category.
If you let me get through it, I did minimal news. This is so easy. I'm going to, instead of saying here's the exact date, I was thinking I'd just organize it by month.
All right.
All right, so here we go. January, one movie to talk about. I believe you just watched Scream. Is that right? Scream for the first time?
I don't want to watch the sequel next.
So they're calling it Scream with no numbers, but this is 5, right?
Well, it's just the same nonsense that everyone else is doing.
All right. February, Death on the Nile. Now, did you watch the recent Murder on the Orient Express?
And it was garbage.
Okay. So you're not looking forward to Death on the Nile.
No.
Okay. March, The Batman. Is this a movie you're seeing in the theater, or are you just going to wait and see?
We'll see what the reviews are. Okay. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
If you decide to see in a theater, this could be a good one for us to go to together.
Okay.
All right. April. A few different ones here to discuss. Maybe I'll just cut to the chase. Morbius. I feel like that could potentially be interesting.
The other Batman.
Exactly. Yes. Fantastic Beasts 3. Have you been following that series?
No.
All right.
I don't hate myself.
And a movie that confused me. I thought maybe they were doing another Jesus movie right around Easter. It's called Easter Sunday. Turns out it's just a comedy. So don't be fooled. That this is not a Jesus movie. It's just a movie called Easter Sunday.
Well, why are we covering it?
I just thought it was funny that I thought it was about Jesus. And
who's in it?
I stopped when I realized it was not a Jesus story. So I don't know. You do some research on that. Where are we? May. Well, things really start taking off in May, Ben. Because we've got Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. We've got Top Gun Maverick. You're throwing up.
Yeah.
You hate all that? Jurassic World Dominion, the third in that series.
I hate everything about what you're saying.
Another Toy Story movie called Just Lightyear. Have you heard about this movie?
Oh, it's from the director of Super Troopers.
Easter Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. Did you ever see Super
Troopers? I did. I saw that one in the theater.
Very funny.
I never saw Super Troopers 2, though.
No.
Lightyear. Lightyear?
I know.
And then this is an animated film I'm sure to take my kids to. It's called DC League of Super Pets. And The Rock is playing a pet. Of maybe Superman? I don't know.
Do you ever dream of having The Rock as your personal pet?
Yeah, I mean, The Rock is such a great guy. I would love it if we're neighbors. So,
but you don't dream of, like, keeping him on a leash?
No, I have not. I think I might have messed up some of the months, but I'm just going to keep going on here. July, Thor, Love and Thunder. Can't wait for that one. And then, speaking of The Rock, Black Adam. This is in the Shazam series of movies, so this is going to be great. Moving on to September, I wanted to ask you about this. Were you aware of a new Salem's Lot?
No.
Well, that's happening in September.
You know, you missed like the one movie I actually care about.
Sorry, I'm trying to do it fast.
The Northman.
Oh, I don't even know about this one.
This is the Robert Eggers movie.
Tell me more. What's it about?
He's so it's a Viking revenge movie.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be in April or March or sometime. Okay. April.
Great.
It's the one movie this year.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to scan these quickly. All right. So here's one in September I know you're interested in. Mission Impossible 7.
Yeah. I do want to see that.
So that's another one we'll see together. Let's move on to October. I think at one point you may have been interested in this, but the fact that they made this a two-parter could limit your interest. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Part 1.
Yeah, I don't think I'm necessarily interested in anything else from Spider-Man.
Get this. In November, a movie I didn't realize was being released this year, but I'm so excited to hear it, Creed 3.
Huh.
Whoa, what? You've enjoyed the series. Why are you making a sad face here?
I don't know. It just seems like it's probably run its course.
No, I'm excited for that. And I just watched the, I wouldn't say updated, but that's not re-edited version of Rocky IV. I enjoyed that, but I think I'm going to rewatch Rocky IV, the original, soon here. I probably will end up landing with the original, but I think it was good. I'm interested in your thoughts. Maybe if you watch it in the next week, maybe we can cover it next week.
Yeah, maybe.
Over in DC, we've got The Flash coming out in November. And then over in Marvel, we've got Black Panther 2 coming out in November. So lots. I mean, I know that you don't care about this. Just let me quickly say
no,
this.
No, but I am excited to see Chadwick Boseman reprise his role. I think he's going to do a great job. There's no one else I'd rather see in that. I'm going to be there day one for Chadwick.
All right. So
I hear that.
I'm just going to move past this. Stop. Just let me move past this. December. I finally made it to December. Well, I was going to say, I mean, the world that we live in now, I know that you don't like it, but it's just superhero after superhero movie. Every month is something that I'm interested in. That's crazy. December, we've got Aquaman 2, which I can't wait for. My wife just asked about it this weekend, which is such a great feat in marriage to have your wife ask you, when is the sequel to Aquaman coming out? Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that. We've got the animated Mario film, Mario Brothers. We'll see how that goes.
Isn't Paul Walker going to have a cameo in that Black Panther movie?
Are you just naming every dead actor you can think of?
What?
Come on.
They're dead?
And then finally, for December, you're going to be watching the original soon. Rewatching, I should say. But how interested are you in Avatar 2?
I'm not that interested in seeing it, but I'm very interested in it. Does that make sense?
I kind of. I don't know why you're very interested. I'm just wondering, what's going to happen?
It's been, 100 years since the last one, and nobody likes it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just very fascinated
why? Why is now the time?
They're making 17 of them, and I'm very fascinated by what's going to happen with Avatar.
Okay.
So I'm very interested.
Okay. And now, Ben, let's do some TV shows, and I think this episode's over.
All right.
So how do you want to do TV shows? I don't have the month they're coming out, so I could just tell you. I could name it, and you could say for it or against it.
All right, I like.
And if it's a Marvel one, I'll just assume you're against it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Do you watch anything but Marvel these days? It's Marvel and naked men and your wrestling documentaries, and that's it.
I picked out some shows I thought that our listeners might be interested in. So here we go. House of the Dragon over on HBO.
Yeah, that for it.
Lord of the Rings at Amazon.
Oh, well, I'll watch it, but I'm very suspicious.
Here's a couple Marvel ones. Moon Knight and Ms. Marvel. I'm going to go pass on that. The CW is going to have a new superhero show.
I'd rather go the way of Chadwick.
The CW is going to have a new TV show in their superhero universe called Naomi. I've read that comic book. It's a good one.
Are you going to watch the show?
I don't keep up with the CW shows anymore. Although, I mean, the comic is good. I don't know if I'll watch the show, but maybe someday. Yeah. I'm not going to follow it right away. Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney Plus. Now that your family has it, any chance? All right.
No.
When you watched the recent Suicide Squad movie, did it make you interested in a Peacemaker movie?
We'll see what the reviews are.
I know you liked the graphic novel series The Sandman. Netflix is going to be having.
I'm excited
that
for
series.
That.
Here's one. I'm sure is a skip for you. She-Hulk over on Disney Plus. I thought this was interesting. This is the one that you're not interested in. I don't follow the current Star Trek, Paramount Plus, CBS All Access shows, but they have a new live-action show called Strange New Worlds, and it seems to be covering... I know you don't know a lot about Star Trek mythology, but it looks like it's Captain Pike's crew from the pilot episode of the...
What about the last 10 years makes you think I would want to watch a Star Trek?
No, I said I know you're not interested. I'm just talking about it. So... in the unaired pilot, which eventually got aired, there was a whole different crew, and the captain was Captain Pike. Well, Stranger Worlds is about that crew, which interesting concept. All right, two more. Willow, based on the movie Willow.
No.
And finally, a sitcom. Back in the 90s, I liked to watch That 70s Show. Well, guess what? Some of the actors are coming back, and they're going to be doing That 90s Show. And it's not even the 90s anymore, Ben. Isn't that great?
I hate most of the things you just said. It sounds like I'm going to have a lot of time on my hands.
All right. Well, books. Any books you're looking forward to in 2022?
No.
Winds of Winter?
It's not going to happen.
I'm hitting the music. I think this episode's come to a screeching halt.
This one's gone the way of Paul Walker. That's for sure.
Wow, why? Why did you keep bringing this up? This is so sad.
What?
First, you start with, talking poorly of one of the most happy preachers in the country.
You'd be happy too if you knew there was 600K in your bathroom wall.
I can't wait till we can have an update to that story and you find out that Joel is innocent.
Yeah. I don't see that.
I'm not saying that I know one way or another. I'm not connected to him.
Right.
I think I would be happy.
You trust him.
No, I think I'd be happy if you're totally wrong about him. And it turns out he's a great guy and someone stole from him and he's being framed.
Say he probably has some dicey theology.
At minimum.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
Goodbye. But he doesn't. I bet he hasn't even heard of the church calendar.
And we're the Sapphire Christians. Signing off.
Goodbye.
Happy New Year.
All right.
How do you think that episode went?
It could have been worse.
Did you like my fast-forward format?
Yeah.
Usually that's a whole episode.
That was better.
We went straight through that thing. Okay, so I think we have a good format here for next year.
Do you want the surprise first?
Is that for Inside the Punt?
No. I told you I had a surprise for you tonight.
Is it an episode in the main feed?
Yes.
Well, I do want it first, but I like Kooky Christmas coming out as soon as possible.
Should we flip up the episode numbers?
So do you want to do the surprise right now? But what's actually going to happen for the main feed is Kooky Christmas. But then we'll do the wrong number right now.
Yes.
Okay, let me get the recording ready.